What's the rush? I just finished one more trip through the Bible, and it's time to begin again. Have you ever had a movie that you enjoyed so much you watched it again immediately after finishing it? I think I knew every line to The Outlaw Josie Wales, starring Clint Eastwood from 1976. I would have been satisfied just to see it a couple of times, but the man of the house couldn't get enough, always picking up something he hadn't noticed before. That's how I feel about God's book. Does the Word beckon to you in the morning? Are you drawn to sit down with Father? Judging by the number of publications that lay out a guide to reading the Bible in a one-year period, it seems to be the goal of many. I attended a church that put a chart on the back wall for a few years, asking members to check off the books they had completed out of the 66 that comprise our Bible. It was meant to be an encouragement to the congregation. However, to me, it felt like more of a contest. There was a reward at the end of the year for those who finished. I missed by one book. The next year, I had determined that I was going to study the Bible, not just read it. There was no way I was going to finish it, and I did not worry about it. However, some watched the chart in order to compare themselves to others. I heard the question, "Geez, Linda, what's the holdup?" People seem more concerned with speed reading than comprehension, or so it seemed to me. I didn't mean to judge. Perhaps they were better able to comprehend than myself, and did not need to reread anything. I don't think anyone meant to judge, but the star chart encouraged competition. I would like to encourage comprehension. It's not important how fast you eat the word, but it is important to digest. I have a stomach issue. Oftentimes, my meal from the night before is left undigested and returns in ugly fashion the next morning. Sorry to be gross, but that is what happens when you swallow the book without chewing. Do you simply read the Bible striving to hit the one-year mark? Or do you read to understand? I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. Proverbs 8:17. He is the Word. Have you found him, or are you too busy running the race?